This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to the keys coming up momentarily. We still have the grab bag on the way in, clip du jour. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. You got Hart, you got Fitzy, you got Ted. We'll see what they have coming up about an hour from now. But before we get to the keys, Keefe.
Yeah.
To the Four Nations Tournament.
That's right.
Big win for the U. I don't want to spoil anything. Perhaps I said too much. We did get a call earlier in the week. I think this is a bonus week in review,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, because it really sets up the keys nicely. But you are not a huge fan of the Four Nations. We had a Would You Rather on Wednesday, and it was, would you rather Team USA win the Four Nations or the Celtics win the in-season tournament?
Yeah.
You are very high on the in-season tournament.
Yes,
maybe
the
lone voice in the wilderness on
correct.
That. And so I said, give me Team USA. You said Celtics. Then we kind of moved on to the next.
Well, I was
going to
say, I would say we've spent significantly less time on Four Nations than maybe some others. And so, this was just a question that we had, Would You Rather Wednesday, that got some people hot under the collar.
We answered it. We moved on.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop a caller. Goes by the name TC, who called in and took you to task.
TC in the car wants to yell at me. Go ahead, TC.
No, I just want to make sure I heard correctly. So you were comparing the Four Nations hockey tournament that's coming up.
I believe I said the USA and Costa Rica international friendly, yes.
USA Costa Rica friendly?
Yes.
You think that those are the equivalent?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, now what
Rich Keefe,
what
is going
to
be a couple of keys?
Because it's a meaningless...
Not
keys yet.
No, not yet. Let's get there.
TC would want them, I would think.
Hold on a second.
But not yet.
Right,
okay, keep going, TC.
USA Costa Rica friendly.
Yes.
You think that those are the equivalent?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, now what leads you to believe to say something so dumb?
Because it's a meaningless international
meaningless.
Team on the stage. Yeah,
so
what's
you're wrong
the
right there.
What's the meaning of
you're
the Four
right
Nations?
There.
You don't even have the
did
best countries
Matthew
in the tournament.
Did you
No.
Did you see Matthew
Let
Kachuk
me stop you right
the
there.
Day?
No, I didn't.
So there you go. You should, because you'd realize that's probably the dumbest thing you've ever said.
What? Nah, I don't know. You should listen more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've definitely said dumber. What is, so Matthew Tkachuk said what? He cares more about winning the Four Nations than a Stanley Cup or something like that?
Pretty much.
Okay, that's dumb. That's dumber than what I said. That's way stupider than anything I've ever said.
Say that. He said it brings him back to the Stanley Cup Finals. He has the same feelings that he did when he was Stanley Cup Finals.
How would he know? He hasn't played a game in this fake tournament yet. How would he know? The fake tournament hasn't even started yet. How would he know?
Here's a big piece of it that you don't understand. And you have a four-hour show, so shut up and let me talk for 10 seconds.
Okay? Go ahead.
Of course you hung up.
I didn't hang up on you! What's your
here's
dumb point, TC? Go
here's
ahead.
Here's the deal. Here's the thing you don't get. Hockey, different than the rest. You actually pay attention
hockey?
To basketball. I understand
what?
It's part of your job.
I didn't hear what you said. You cut out.
The most unprofessional outfit in the world.
There it is.
So you talking about an NBA Cup game, saying that you'd rather see that than the Four Nations, my man, go back to bed. You had a bad day.
Stuck the landing. Nice job by TC.
He
absolutely
did get me there.
Sticking the landing.
He got in a couple of good jabs there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got a few good licks.
He did, for sure.
Shout out to Marchand. Yeah, he was really pro Four Nations. But then where he kind of loses some people is when, like, hype up the Four Nations all you want, but then to be like, basketball is the worst operation in the world, the worst sport in the world.
You're it's like, when on. You start to...
easy, bud.
The hockey hardos always tend to go there. It can't just be, I like my sport.
That's
it's
true.
Now it's got to be that, actually, I don't like basketball. It's very unprofessional, which makes me question the motivation behind it. What is that?
Brian's doing the thing in the Twitch chat where he's suggesting TC may be one of those people. It's the selfie picture with the sunglasses. Like the American flag.
We don't know. It's hard to say.
I
don't want to paint
an inkling,
yeah. But yeah, he's probably...
It's possible.
He's probably really upset Caitlin Clark is not in the three-point contest.
I would
actually
think so.
Well, he hates basketball, so maybe he doesn't even
you
like
wouldn't even watch.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't.
Wouldn't even watch.
If he was going to watch basketball, it would be Caitlin Clark.
No, I know.
Yes.
But there you go. There was TC. So
that was very strong.
Total is your week in review.
That was very strong.
Yeah, it was good.
And it's a good segue into...
Let's get it.
Now's the time.
Keys time.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Here we go. You're probably wondering, how do we watch the Four Nations face-off? Well, I got the keys. Here we go. The Four Nations face-off is an international tournament played between NHL players from USA, Canada, Sweden, and somehow Finland, despite it not being a real place.
That is very suspect.
In the Cold War era, around the mid-20th century, Japan and the Soviet Union supposedly shared a secret about a stretch of the Baltic Sea between the Soviet Union and Sweden. The two nations collectively spread the idea that there was a landmass known as Finland on this stretch of ocean to keep the good fishing spots to themselves. The Japanese were free to fish as much as they liked here without worrying about international laws, as long as they gave their fair share to Russia.
I'd say that checks out.
Not to get political, but according to Google AI Overview, there are 193 countries in the world. That's 189 more than are included in this tournament. Canadian forward Brad Marchand isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also appeared in a number of Ness and Bear and the Gang commercials.
Those are good.
5 episodes of Bruins Academy and a viral interview talking about how much he hates me. The Four Nations face-off semifinals will take place at the same venue as the 2011 Royal Rumble, where Mexican wrestler Alberto Del Rio won the event.
Yeah.
Advantage North America.
Okay.
College football used to do a 4-team tournament until they realized it was terrible, so they added teams.
Yeah, you need more teams in this thing.
The most famous people from Finland are Teemu Selanne, jazz forward Lauri Markkanen, and all the guys from the band Him.
Him?
The most famous people from Sweden are Rebecca Ferguson, Dolph Lundgren, and the amazing acting Skarsgård family.
I'm sleeping on Ace of Base.
The most famous people from Canada are Jim Carrey, Pamela Anderson, and Drake.
Go and do the Drake joke. What? No Drake joke?
The most famous people from the United States are Roseanne Barr, John Tesh, and The Undertaker.
Can't disagree with that.
According to the International Ice Hockey Federation's latest rankings,
yeah,
the Four Nations face-off features 4 of the 7 best teams in the world.
Wow. That many.
Team USA has 4 players on the roster from Massachusetts, the same state that we are currently located in. You still think it's dumb, Jones?
Egg on my face.
Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy called the Four Nations face-off, quote, hockey heaven, which now has me questioning my faith and what hockey hell would be. The Four Nations face-off tournament has a total of 4 Bruins. Coincidence? Team USA stars Matthew and Brady Tkachuk's father, Keith Tkachuk,
yeah,
also suited up for the red, white, and blue during his playing days. participating in the 1991 World Juniors, 1997 and 2005 World Cups, and 4 Winter Olympics. But despite all of that international success and over 500 goals in the NHL, Tkachuk is not a Hall of Famer. Yet, to the chagrin of Bruce Smith, Tony Boselli is.
There it is.
Tkachuk's Olympic teammate Mike Modano might just be the ultimate chalk. While he does appear in the 1992 classic The Mighty Ducks as a North Stars player number 2, he was originally going to play North Stars player number 1, but because his acting was so bad, that role went to Basil McRae, and the Modano role lost all of his speaking lines.
Wow.
Speaking of the Mighty Ducks in D2, the Mighty Ducks, the squad represents the United States, sound familiar, in the Goodwill Games, where they go 1-on-1 with Iceland in the finals for the gold. Somehow, someway, Iceland not invited to the Four Nations face-off.
That was a more impressive tournament than this one.
Speaking of the Mighty Ducks, in D3, the Mighty Ducks, after winning the gold in the Goodwill Games, the Mighty Ducks were unable to make the varsity team at their prep school. Speaking of prep schools, my bash brother Ryan Davey is a teacher, and you can hear him talk comics, TV, and movies twice a week on the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Our advertising.
According to Google AI Overview, because of its balance, strength, and flexibility, ash is considered the best, most common, and preferred hardwood when making a hockey stick. This would have been useful information in the early 90s before the world went to hell and players started using those damn graphite sticks. Harvard's own Don Sweeney is the GM for Team Canada. Hope they don't have to draft.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's gone poorly.
And finally, Jones, there are no Derricks participating in the Four Nations face-off. So if you're looking for some Derrick hockey, you won't find any over the next couple of weeks. Not a Derrick. Not a Derrick to be found.
How's that even possible? No Derrick Forbort?
There's a Linus.
There's like two Hampuses.
Probably a couple of Hampuses and an Olaf. A
couple of Hampi.
Yeah.
Magnus.
There's probably a Magnus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two Kachucks, for God's sakes. There's no Derricks.
Two Kachucks, zero Derricks.
That's very, very
not even
very
a Swedish version of Derrick or a Finnish version of Derrick. Nothing even close.
All right, so you add all those up. Who you got winning the
Canada.
Thing?
Canada.
Yeah, you're going Canada? Okay, you're not going with the U.S.
I think, no, I think Canada's going to take it.
I mean, U.S.
looked good last night.
Nice against Finland.
They look real good last night.
I think they were motivated from the lack of support during the anthem, personally, I think. It's maybe something we should have got to earlier on this program.
I don't think so.
I don't know why we didn't.
I don't think so.
But maybe they were a little chapped about that.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
They could have been. They could have been real steamed about that.
Canada should win the thing.
I would
Isn't it embarrassing anytime
stacked.
There's a hockey tournament and they don't win?
Yeah.
It's like the U.S. in basketball. Anytime the U.S. doesn't win a basketball, I mean, I understand the world's closer in that sport than this one, but like Canada should win everything.
Canada should absolutely
All the time.
Win. Yeah.
Especially this.
There's no Russia.
Only four of the top seven countries?
Yeah.
It's a good fact there.
They had their little power rankings there.
I'm sorry, not
it's
fact.
A key.
Key.
It was
sorry.
A key to the face-off.
Yeah. Good point.
There it is.
We'll get to the
big tilt tomorrow. USA Canada tomorrow.
Yeah, I said this yesterday. It feels like the fix is in because Canada gets a whole extra day of rest.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Which doesn't seem fair to me.
Although if they do have to play in the championship, it would be home ice. Because right now they're playing in Montreal, but then the whole tournament
Good
moves
point.
To Boston
so
coming up.
The fix is in one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, the fix will be in.
I would say so.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the grab bag coming up. Meantime, let's take some phone calls. What do you say?
Yeah.
Rosario is in Boston. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Just a quick question on Bregman.
Yeah.
I want to get you guys' take on him declining the 6 years, 171 from Detroit, and going back to play with Hinch and then coming here for more annual value. Yeah, shorter term, but to be with Cora. Does that have anything to do with it, or am I just trying to create something here?
No. He's saying like a Hinch versus Cora thing?
Yeah, no, I think by all accounts, he likes both guys, right? Like, I don't think he had a problem. In fact, I think he would have loved to have played for Hinch. I think it's just more of it's a great fit for him, and then I think the money in the long run is going to be a lot greater this way. Because if you really average it out...
Well, the potential for it. I mean, if he's just cooked and done, then he should have taken the Tigers deal. But yeah, there's potential. He's betting on himself in a way. You said this a couple of times.
I mean,
week.
He needs to be like done, like injured done, yes. Not to be able to make it up. Because basically, it would have been the equivalent of like $41 million over the course of three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The way the money keeps going up and up and up and up and up in baseball, as long as he's even somewhat healthy, you would think he'd be able to easily make that up. And there's always the chance, too, with the opt-outs, that if he has a crazy, crazy year, maybe he signs a long-term deal after this year somewhere.
No, you said
but
it.
But he's set up pretty well.
If he wins, like, MVP this year,
yeah.
Which I don't think he's going to, but, like, let's say he did,
yeah.
He could opt out and get the $200 million he was chasing.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, Detroit and Boston, when he looks at both rosters, he's probably thinking Boston has a better chance to win. I know he's already won two World Series, but you don't want to be on a losing team if you can choose between the two.
But it's interesting. I don't know what this says, but it's interesting that the teams that were really interested in him were his ex-managers. Like, and the Cubs were involved as well.
No, it was Cubs and
Blue Jays for a time.
Oh, yeah, right.
They dropped out, but, you know.
Well, maybe that intangible stuff they would know better than anybody else.
Right, but then it's also Houston knows him well, and they didn't want him. So I don't really know what to make of that, but it was his two former managers. Well, I'm sorry, manager and bench coach. All of them were orchestrating cheating scandals.
Yeah, I was
together.
Gonna say, yeah, where's Beltran?
Yeah, Detroit's like, Beltran let's get the trash can bag
going
again.
Uh-huh.
And so, I think it's a smart move for Bregman. And I think what played out there between Boston and Detroit, and I don't know how many players will take deals like this. Maybe Bregman is just the exception to the rule, but the Red Sox should do this to markets like Detroit.
Yeah,
they should say, all right, fine. So yeah, they're offering you 170 over 6 years, but we're going to give you more a higher AAV, an opportunity to hit the market again in a couple of years, possibly as soon as this offseason. The Red Sox should bully around teams like that. Unfortunately, I don't know how many players are going to take 1, 2, 3 year deals. I don't know how many players are going to do that, but
well,
the ones that will, they should do this.
I know, because the way baseball free agency works is kind of crazy, like the number of arbitration years that you have a guy for. So even if they break into the majors at a somewhat relatively young age, by the time they really hit free agency, it's close to 30. And so they want that one deal that might be out there for them. They want the one 7-8 year deal, 10-year deal, if somebody's going to give it to them. And if not, like, it can be a little bit risky to take these opt-out deals.
I did not make it to D3, Keith, but Adam Banks made varsity in Mighty Ducks 3, and then the rest of them were on JV?
The rest of them were all on JV, right?
Right.
But Adam Banks made varsity.
Yeah. Close. I mean, Banks, he was pretty sick.
I mean, he was good.
Yeah.
Iceland went right after his hand.
But the whole team probably should have.
It was filthy. Oh, the whole team should have.
If you were that good, if you were winning like world championships like in middle school, like you got to crack
the win them. Over Iceland is their most impressive win.
Definitely.
Yeah, more so than like Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah,
I would say more than the Hawks in the first one.
It was for the Goodwill Games. It was for the equivalent of the Four Nations.
They were pretty stacked.
More credibility.
Yeah. Well, it was very controversial. They took off their Team USA jerseys.
They turn their back on America.
They put on their Ducks jerseys.
I don't love that.
Maybe that's why they were kind of blackballed, and that's why they went to JV.
True.
Maybe that's why they held the whole hating the country thing against them. I would imagine that follows you around to a degree.
Yeah, true.
Giving up a career as a lawyer to coach little kids in hockey.
So they went from winning that. Well, that wasn't his choice, if you recall.
He had the choice to go back. The guy offered him the job because the guy from the Hawks in the first one was worried about Bombay.
Was it multiple DUIs?
The lawyer was ready to bring him back, and he chose the hockey team.
I'd have to really go back and look. I think he had a string of DUIs, yeah.
He didn't hit anybody or anything, did he?
Well,
just DUI?
I think they kind of leave that out. I don't know.
They were stopping him from hitting someone.
Oh, yeah. That's that's a good point.
Yeah.
So they went from winning their district
to
representing the United States, along with select others, Julie the Cat Gaffney, things like this.
Yep.
And then the guy that couldn't stop. You got to put a guy that can't stop on a US team?
From Miami.
Because he was
the guy just running around lassoing people.
Reckless.
Made no sense.
That was odd.
I feel like that's a penalty every time.
At least 2 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. And then Keenan ultimately was on the team with his knuckle puck.
Yeah, knuckle puck was good.
And then they were demoted to I didn't make it to D3, but I should watch it. Take back when we gave our suggestions on what to watch this weekend.
Yeah.
We both said Severance. Yeah, I'm going to add D3 to my own personal list.
Yeah, Eden Hall Academy is where they went.
They went from Warriors to the Ducks because the Ducks won in the end. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Billy, I just said I was going to watch it this weekend.
Sorry.
How dare you? Okay. 617-779-7937. We have WEEI Afternoons on the way at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for Hart and Fitzy and Ted. We will also get you our clip du jour. It's a good one. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a good one. Not that I want to downsell any of our other ones. This is one I would stick around for. Billy Lanny with all the latest and trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag, Grab Bag, Grab Bag, Grab, Grab, Grab Bag. Grab, 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 Grab Bag, 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 Bag.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.